WML News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. A mother admits she was drunk in February when she crashed her car, killing 5 children, including 2 of her own.
33-year-old Dominique Taylor of Bowie pleaded guilty in circuit court to 6 counts of motor vehicle manslaughter. She faces up to 30 years in prison with sentencing set for early January. Prosecutors say that Taylor was driving along Route 301 when she lost control and swerved into trees. An investigation found she was driving with twice the legal blood alcohol level in her system. The children who died, ages 5 to 15, included Taylor's children and her relatives. An adult passenger died later from injuries. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It was a nightmare case where a woman was kidnapped from her apartment by a stranger, sexually assaulted, and stabbed to death. Now the man who did it is going to prison. Yesterday, Alhaji Toure was sentenced to life for killing Karina Mayheel in 2017 while she was moving out of a basement apartment in Northeast D.C. She'd been living there for a few weeks while working at an art show at the Corcoran Gallery. DNA and the fact that Toure was caught on surveillance video using Mayheel's debit card helped prosecutors convict him. A former white Dallas police officer charged with murder for killing her black neighbor after mistaking his apartment for hers takes the stand yesterday.
I wish he was the one with the gun that killed me. I never wanted to take an innocent person's life.
Amber Geiger's attorney says she shot Botham Jean in self-defense, thinking he was a burglar. Prosecutors say she was distracted by sexually explicit texts she was exchanging with her police partner, whom she was having an affair with. Jean's attorney says he was eating ice cream and posed no threat to Geiger. 10 pedestrians died in Montgomery County so far this year, and many say something needs to be done to keep pedestrians safer. This morning, the Action Committee for Transit will be gathering at downtown Crown to memorialize a 79-year-old woman killed crossing Copley Place September 11th, and to call for change. ACT's Ranit Aviva Dances.
We want changes everywhere in the whole county. What we have seen so many times is that individual family members or friends of someone who has died while fighting for change at one specific intersection when the same deadly things are going on elsewhere just down the street or a couple of miles away.
Today's rally starts at 10. Dogs are called man's best friend, but a new study says cats may be just as attached to their humans.
The study basically acknowledges that dogs have not only gotten good press, they've been studied a lot more than cats. But the authors also write in the journal Current Biology that we may be underestimating what they call the sociocognitive abilities of the kitty cat. The experts led by Oregon State University say they found distinct attachment styles toward caregivers, characteristics also seen in dogs and humans. And they conclude our feline friends do express affection after bonding with their people. I'm Jan Johnson.
In sports, the Nats beat the Indians 8-2, eliminating Cleveland from the AL wildcard race. Max Scherzer will start Tuesday's wildcard game for the Nats. What's still undecided is who the Nats will play and whether the game will be played at home or on the road. The O's beat the Red Sox 4-1, and in college football, Maryland was crushed by Penn State 59-0. Up next, traffic and weather.
The kids are back in school. How'd you like to win $1,000 just to spend on you? It's 4K a day, your chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday.
Wow, this is great.
It's great.
Listen weekdays at 8:05 and 11:05 a.m. and 2:05 and 4:05 p.m. for the national keyword to win. Details at WMAL.com.
Oh, my God.
4K a day.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as
proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway and Virginia Inner Loop at the Springfield Interchange, still have that road work reducing the road to one lane. Only the left lane squeezing by that work zone. Watch for a brief delay there. And we're still seeing construction northbound on 395 between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard in the right lane. That is causing some heavy volume as well. On 295 near Malcolm X Avenue, a little bit of heavy volume through that long-term work zone. And do keep in mind there is an event today, the 60th anniversary celebration of the Inter-American Development Bank, and that will have 4th Street closed in Northeast between Moore Street and Neal Place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a coastal flood advisory is in effect until 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, then isolated thunderstorms, a high in the lower 90s. Right now, 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a cloud-based security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Get started today with 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 10/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Security Edge available for an additional monthly charge.
You realize that volatility of the markets is reality in today's world of investing. But is your portfolio properly balanced to survive these nerve-wracking economic times? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Comcast Internet Essentials helps millions of people, like these students, get the internet they need to be ready for anything.
Like getting all A's.
And going to the top of my class.
I'm ready to be the first in my family to graduate college.
To start my own business.
Because I'm not just getting ready for school.
I'm getting ready for anything.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 8 million people from low-income households to low-cost, high-speed internet at home. So they're ready for anything. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/internetessentials.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Hour two of the Saturday morning update. We kick it off each week with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
And what a morning it is. It's just started, and we're still reeling from last week.
So, John, at week's end, where are we? It would seem the Democrats have the momentum toward an impeachment vote in the House of Representatives, but what are some of the hurdles that they still may be up against?
Let's look at it carefully, Rick. The Democrats do have the momentum toward impeachment. Nose counters on Capitol Hill were saying by Friday night that it will be a partisan vote, with near unanimous ayes coming from the Democratic majority and near unanimous noes coming from the Republican minority. In other words, the impeachment vote, which is going to come sooner rather than later. And what that means is, like everything else in this town, what will be passed by Congress in the form of articles of impeachment will be strictly along party lines. Now, Phase two is the Senate trial that goes on. Unlike Bill Clinton, Donald Trump has a comfortable majority of fellow Republicans, people from his own party, who will serve as the jury for his impeachment trial, if it comes to that. 53 Republicans. It is doubtful at this point that any of them would vote to remove the sitting president for high crimes and misdemeanors. It's also true that a two-thirds majority is needed to remove a sitting president. So in other words, the odds overwhelmingly favor Donald Trump retaining the presidency. The question is, what will Democrats get out of putting the country through the long ordeal of an impeachment? As one who covered the Bill Clinton impeachment in 1998 and 99, I can tell you the country was clearly going in one direction and the Republicans who ran Congress were going in the other when they pursued impeachment of President Clinton. 2 weeks before the elections, White House staffer Sidney Blumenthal told the president how the Republicans would do commercials making the case for impeachment and that he had perjured himself in public statements. Bill Clinton smiled, Blumenthal said, and remarked, "I feel like Sammy Sosa warming up for a pitch." The rest is history. Republicans nearly lost control of the Congress in the midterm elections of 1998. They still went ahead with an impeachment, one that President Clinton, Vice President Gore, and members of Congress on the Democratic side faced. And, of course, he won in the United States Senate trial, presided over by the Chief Justice. It's going to be a lot easier for Donald Trump if it comes to that. Right now, it's headed toward impeachment.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that, of course, is the Joe Biden story. Now, there were reports back in May from both the New York Times and Vanity Fair that were looking into the financial relationship that Hunter Biden had with Burisma, the energy company in Ukraine, and a deal that Hunter Biden's company did in China that earned them a paycheck of $1.5 billion into a private equity fund. And as the article and many people have pointed out, Hunter Biden has had no particular experience in either Ukraine or in China business dealings. However, his father was the vice president.
His father was indeed the vice president. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, who pushed the Clinton impeachment and in the process found himself pushed out of the speakership and out of Congress, said it best. "Impeachment against Clinton was a loser for us," he told Newsmax, "and it will be a loser for the Democrats against Trump." At the same time, he feels that if an impeachment movement continues, it will also bring out information that will lead to the fall of the House of Biden. Former Vice President and current presidential hopeful Joe Biden and his son, super lobbyist Hunter Biden. Simply put, as you say, the then vice president made a visit to Ukraine, and it was at that time that his son found himself getting $50,000 a month to be on the board of Burisma, the oil company. Now, in the process, Burisma was having some problems with the government of Ukraine. And Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor general, was replaced. A new prosecutor general came in, and voila, Burisma is suddenly out of legal hot water. In China, as you say, Hunter Biden got a $1 billion private equity deal with a subsidiary of the government-owned Bank of China. This was later upped to $1.5 billion. And again, it was Hunter Biden who accompanied his father on an official trip to China where he met with the leadership. In the shadows in all this is a man named Devin Archer, who was doing business in both countries and at the same time doing business with Hunter Biden. This has all of the characteristics of a thriller novel. one written by, say, Frederick Forsyth or the late Robert Ludlum. My guess is that it will evolve into something a lot bigger as Democrats try to bring out information to make their case for impeachment. Forewarned is forearmed.
I'd like to point one thing out to try and put it in a perspective. It may be my perspective, but if Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., had nailed a $1.5 billion deal with China and was also involved on the board of a company that was being investigated, and President Trump asked that the prosecutor be fired, holy hell would break out.
The special prosecutor would have been appointed by now, and all we would be hearing about were the foibles of Trump Jr. My guess is that whenever the children of presidents or vice president try to enrich themselves, scandal usually follows, headlines follow, and in the end, the family has some bruises. This happened with Billy Carter, younger brother of President Jimmy Carter, when he had dealings with Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. If you go back in history, Elliot Roosevelt's business dealings sent fits to his father Franklin, particularly those with Texas businessmen who were opposed to the New Deal and FDR. One has a long road of history of people who were sought out for their quote-unquote business acumen when their last name happens to be that of either the president or the vice president. And it usually isn't pretty in the long run.
Another hurdle the Democrats may face is the further investigation into the whistleblower and the whistleblower's complaints. There have been inconsistencies and there have been questions as to how the complaint was written, and some suggest that it appeared as though it could have been written by a team of lawyers who are being very cautious.
Either the whistleblower is himself or herself an attorney, or this whistleblower has a team of attorneys that he has brought in. Clearly, the language in it is not the language of a layman. When you start using inter alia, which means perhaps in Latin, and is frequently used in legal discourse, you know a little bit more than someone just taking down a statement of a complaint against the president. My sources tell me, and this is known to other reporters, that the whistleblower works for the CIA at this point. I must say that whenever it comes out, the identity of this man or woman will unleash a national debate under just who or what constitutes a whistleblower. Is it someone genuinely outraged who feels it's his duty to report information that's classified, or is it a team effort with partisan backing designed to bring down a particular official in government? It will make a fascinating debate. At this point, I would say I would not want to be the whistleblower.
Joe McGuire, the acting director of National Intelligence, testimony Thursday morning. Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, opening statement was a parody in which he basically made up things that Donald Trump did not say on the call. He was called out by a lot of people, including Representative Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona, who has introduced a motion to condemn and censure the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for performing a, quote, fabricated conversation that was misleading, to say the least, to anybody watching that on television.
And you know something, given the way that the public gets bits and parcels of news on social media, in talk radio, without detailed explanation, this is going to hurt in the long run, because I guarantee you for months and maybe years, you will hear people parrot what Congressman Schiff said and stated as fact, that President Trump did in fact say these things. And we see this many times and on many different political arenas. Sarah Palin, whatever you think of her, merely remarked that there were parts of Alaska in which one could see Russia. This has been parodied and turned around, particularly on Saturday Night Live, to say, I can see Russia from my living room, or words to that effect. The lady, of course, will have that written about her for the rest of her life, and it just isn't true. Mitt Romney said that some people suggest self-deportation for immigrants, and sure enough, Democratic orators claim that he suggested that as an actual policy. It ain't so. Check the record. And now we saw from Congressman Schiff's parody, as much as he claims he attempted to be funny and sarcastic, the creation of more myths and more funny facts, as Ronald Reagan called them, and the fact is, they're not so.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be watching your posts on Twitter throughout the week.
From the top of the world, that's all there is. Have a nice weekend.
And you too, John. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather with Michelle Murray in the WML Traffic Center at 7:20.
You will still find some delays on northbound 395 between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard in the right lane through that long-term work zone, and also on 295 northbound near Malcolm X Avenue. Some heavy volume through that long-term construction zone as well. Now, on the Beltway inner loop at the Springfield Interchange, left lane getting by that road work. And on the outer loop between Braddock Road and the Springfield Interchange, we've got some construction in the right lane. It's scheduled to be in place until 9 o'clock. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WRML Weather Channel forecast.
Looks sunny and dry straight through Wednesday. High of 91 today, 87 tomorrow, 79 for the high Monday, Tuesday up to 87. Wednesday, we're expected to reach 96 in the sunshine. Right now in D.C., 69, headed to 91, 722 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is always wonderful to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the author of the New York Times bestsellers, The Smear and Stonewalled, and, of course, host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. on ABC7 here in Washington. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
We have seen the frenzy over Ukraine and the possible impending impeachment of President Trump. You penned a very interesting opinion piece at thehill.com, the headline on it, Ukraine scandal shows that foreign influence is a bipartisan affair. And you go into a very extensive and detailed look at some of these dealings that have been taking place over the years.
You know, this is more of an analysis than anything else, a factual analysis of foreign influence, which we've made for whatever reason perfectly legal in this country through countries like Ukraine and Russia, paying a ton of money to former members of Congress and lobbyists and PR firms. And some people think, and I'm one of those people after having read a lot about it, that this fight about Russia's influence in the election or in the Trump campaign or was it really Ukraine, is more about maybe a surrogate battle between Russia and Ukraine here in the U.S. than anything else. And that suggestion was made by people with expertise on this in a political article 3 years ago that I don't think it got much attention, but I think it's a very important article on this topic.
You outlined a number of different examples, and is there one in particular that really stands out to you?
Well, you know, what Politico found, and by the admission of the people that they spoke to, this isn't speculation, there was a Ukrainian-American operative consulting for the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 campaign who met with top officials in Ukraine's U.S. embassy to publicize ties between Trump, his top campaign aide Manafort, and Russia. In other words, Ukraine was behind an effort to try to do the Russia, Russia, Russia publicity. Ukraine wanted the United States and the American public to focus on this narrative. Ukraine is Russia's enemy. Russia is Ukraine's enemy. Ukrainian officials also try to help Clinton and undermine Trump, according to Politico, by questioning Trump's fitness for office, putting that in the public dialogue. The Ukrainian officials disseminated documents implicating a Trump aide and corruption. I mean, all kinds of things that were in this Politico article that have been supported by findings ever since that make you wonder, why we were almost solely focused on Russia to the exclusion of everybody else, including Ukraine, that seemed to have even more, in my view, more serious alleged interference. I mean, what Politico found was that the Ukrainian efforts, they said, had an impact in the race by forcing Manafort's resignation, you know, from Trump's team and advancing that Russia narrative.
Well, I'd like to recommend the opinion piece again. It is entitled Ukraine Scandal Shows That Foreign Influence is a Bipartisan Affair. It's at thehill.com, written by Cheryl Atkinson. And the other thing I found fascinating about the article is that you lay out huge sums of money that were paid to a, really an all-star list of names here in Washington that we'll all recognize. Hundreds of thousands of dollars each, totaling millions of dollars in consulting fees paid by Ukraine.
And Russia as well. So both countries, you know, I looked in these Foreign Agents Registration Act records, and I analyzed them going back to 2012 and looked at Russia's interests and Ukraine's interests, who they hired here, who they paid for what. And, yes, this is stunning money. They're not alone. I mean, all kinds of countries from A to Z, as I said, Afghanistan all the way down to, you know, Zambia, they hire people here in the U.S. But when you look at the types of people Russia and Ukraine hired, when they were fighting each other and the 2016 campaign was coming near, I think it tells, you know, tells a lot about this story.
You have a story tomorrow on the debate over a border wall that could result from Brexit.
This is so interesting to me. We've, you know, been to Europe. We're covering stories that I think probably aren't getting enough coverage here that do impact us in many ways or we would find interesting. One of them is, yes, as Great Britain prepares to exit from the European Union, it's still pending. The establishment doesn't want that to happen. There's roadblocks being put in the way, but many people think it will happen at some point. There's a very special case complicating everything, and that's on the Irish island. Many people probably know that's two countries, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And when Brexit happens, the weird thing's going to be that one of the countries pulls away from the European Union with Great Britain, and the other country stays in the European Union, which will create a border between the two Irelands. It will be, you know, between Europe and non-Europe, a land border for the first time between Europe and non-Europe, meaning trade will be different. It's been seamless now, but trade will have to have some sort of new arrangement. And there's a lot of fear being whipped up about the possibility that there will be violence again. It's been peaceful there for decades, but that some on both sides would use this as an excuse to start troubles again. So we kind of explore all of that. You'll also see some beautiful countryside in Ireland that we traveled to do this story, but I think it'll be interesting to people.
It's just hard to envision a barrier, you know, a wall between basically the two Irelands.
Well, that's really the sticking point. Some people say that you cannot put what they call a hard border there. It's going to change everything. The people won't have it. Violence could be created. A lot of people say you don't need one. And so they're fighting over, do we need one? You know, why are we doing Brexit at all? Look at the problem it's going to create. Some people say they're just making it sound like it's going to be a problem because they don't want Brexit to happen. But, you know, at last word, the Great Britain side said they're not going to put up a hard wall or a border. But the other side, the European side, said, well, we're going to have to maybe do some checks. So they're still debating that, and it's who knows how that's going to turn out.
Well, that's Full Measure tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And again, we would encourage you to look at Cheryl's opinion piece at thehill.com. Ukraine Scandal Shows That Foreign Influence is a Bipartisan Affair. You'll likely see names of people you know in that opinion piece. Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Have a good weekend.
Will do. It's coming up on 7:30. We've got the news next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Stay with us.
Everybody wants to eat better, and the only thing better than eating better is eating better while you spend less. That's what you'll get at your neighborhood Wise Markets. We've been busy lowering prices on over 7,000 items, from fresh to frozen and breakfast to dinner. Look for the low, low prices every day tag and watch the savings add up.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
I've never had a moment of my life where people just looked past me more than I did when I was at my heaviest.
Did you know positive support helps you lose weight and get healthy? At EMP 180, our approach to weight loss isn't preachy, accusatory, or judgmental.
just caring, one-to-one nutrition counseling, healthy foods, and expert encouragement.
My name is Drew Swift. I live in Washington, D.C. The reason I seriously looked into weight loss is I looked in the mirror one day and realized I was 375 pounds. My first experience with EMP was amazing. Anybody could eat food that somebody tells you to eat. It's the people that they have there that actually make this program what it is. I weighed in 2 days ago, and I weighed 199.8 pounds. Take back your life. The cliches are so easy to make about EMP 180. My life has made a complete 180.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Use it to lose it for life.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. People going eastbound over the Bay Bridge on Route 50 yesterday were stuck in a whopping 14 miles of traffic. In an effort to make sure that doesn't happen again, the Maryland Department of Transportation says moving forward during Bay Bridge construction, when the traffic backs up to I-97, westbound traffic will be held for short periods to allow three lanes of eastbound traffic until backups clear, unless there's severe weather. There wasn't two-way traffic on the westbound span yesterday because crews were doing construction. Monday, the right lane of the westbound span on the bridge will be closed 24/7 for road work. President Donald Trump told Russian officials in 2017 he wasn't concerned about Moscow's interference in the 2016 election, according to the Washington Post. Reporter Shane Harris helped break that story.
He was essentially asserting, from his perspective, that this wasn't a matter of grave concern because it's something that was equal to what he thinks the United States does to try and influence politics around the world.
The White House didn't respond to the paper's requests for comment. Meanwhile, Ukrainians are remaining silent on the whistleblower's accusation, and for good reason.
They found themselves in this really difficult position between a rock and a hard place, and so they are trying to walk that tightrope to try and sort of limit the damage to what they see as their primary focus, their national interest.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. In sports, the Nats beat the Indians 8-2, eliminating Cleveland from the AL wildcard race. Max Scherzer will start Tuesday's wildcard game for the Nats. And in college football, Maryland crushed by Penn State 59-0. Up next, traffic and weather.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
We're here with Nate, who loves online dating. True or false, Nate, most people lie on their online dating profiles.
False.
Sorry, more than half of online daters are already in relationships and lie about things like their marital status, income, and appearance. But not you, right, Nate?
Nope, I'm totally honest.
Oh, no, you aren't. Turns out you live with your mom, you drive a scooter, not an SUV, and you're not a hedge fund manager, you're a hedge trimmer. Is your name even Nate?
I gotta go. Bye.
Look, people, you can't spell online without L-I-E. It's Just Lunch is the dating service you can trust. You deserve a love life that's every bit as successful as you are. That's why we deliver guaranteed dates with busy professionals just like you, set up by expert matchmakers who get to know you and care about your success. Get offline. Get on a real date and start making real connections today. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699 to learn more.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You will find some road work on the Beltway on the inner loop between Braddock Road and Arlington Boulevard in the left lane. Paving going on till 9 o'clock. And on the outer loop between Braddock Road and the Springfield Interchange, only the left lane getting by that work zone, which begins with a single right closure near Braddock Road. Watch for delays there. And in conjunction with this road work, the ramp to northbound 395 is closed in conjunction with the road work on the outer loop of the Beltway at Springfield. Also, we still have the road work northbound on 395 between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard in the right lane, causing slow traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a coastal flood advisory is in effect until 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, then isolated thunderstorms, a high in the low 90s. Right now, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Well, here we are. The first year under the new tax reform law is in the books. Are you happy? Or would you like to do even better next year? Abe Abish and his team at Abish Financial Services are hosting a complimentary dinner event called Trump's New Tax Plan, Help or Hindrance. They'll give you some ideas on how adjusting your tax strategy now can potentially lower your tax liability this time next year. You and a guest will enjoy a nice evening out at one of our best fine dining restaurants. But more importantly, you'll discover how to protect a portion of your retirement savings from market volatility, how you can still itemize even with the higher standard deduction, how the adult caregiver tax credit works, and lots more. For details on the next fine dining event, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or register online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abraham Abish does not provide legal or tax advice. By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity, with fast, reliable Internet. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental control, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, giving you fast, reliable Internet at a great value. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
.7:37 Saturday morning update, WMAL. It is great to have you with us, and it's always great to have Tony Schaefer join us. Of course, he's the president of the London Center for Policy Research and, of course, a CIA-trained intel operative. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we're trying to keep up with everything, and I think some of the irony here is the Democratic talking point of the week, of course, was the mob shakedown by President Trump on the president of Ukraine. And if anybody knows about mob shakedowns, it would be the House Intelligence Chief Adam Schiff. He's been on a mob shakedown ever since he pretended to have evidence of Russian collusion, which we still haven't seen. You got the congressional mob shaking down the president. You got the media mob shaking down the president. I mean, and the president's accused of a shakedown.
Right. Well, let's walk through this just a tick. First, when Adam Schiff did his so-called parody, it laid out what I believe Schiff wanted to have in the transcript. And let me say why this is important. There's new information out that several sources of mine have provided that actually there was collusion. But the collusion we're talking about here, Rick, was between Schiff and the attorney of the so-called whistleblower as early back as August.
Yeah, give us a little background on the timeline here. This is not something that just came out of a clear blue sky the other day.
So, you know, there's a couple things that came up over in the last 24 hours. Apparently, you know, I'm a former whistleblower, and I know for a fact that as a whistleblower, you had to have direct and firsthand knowledge of something to whistleblow on. Well, that was somehow changed magically in August. That rule went away. You don't have to have firsthand knowledge to be a whistleblower now. Surprise, surprise. And at the same time now, apparently, the attorney of record was meeting with Schiff behind the scenes. And then, remember, Schiff came out about 10 days ago and started screaming about how they weren't informed. Well, apparently he was. And this all has been political theater for the exact thing you just said, to create a mob. So I think there needs to be clearly investigations of this. It needs to be an investigation of Schiff and why he didn't disclose these meetings and how this change in rules just happened to occur at the very time this whistleblower was getting ready to put out this, what I've looked at and read is a complete act of putting together science fiction. It's like a Tom Clancy novel.
Well, and apparently what some people are saying is that it appears it was a team of attorneys that may have authored it because it's legalese.
Precisely. And that goes back to the apparent coordination between Schiff and the lawyer, probably in early August, someone said it may have been as late as early as late July. So there's clearly something going on here. I think we need to get to the bottom of it. And the American people actually do deserve honest answers here.
So let's talk about the favor the president was asking about. And the term CrowdStrike is in the conversation. Tell us what CrowdStrike is and what it means to this whole discussion.
So CrowdStrike was the company that came in and essentially took the place of the FBI to do the analysis of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee server that was supposedly hacked by the Russians during the last election cycle in 2016. The FBI never looked at the server, Rick. As a matter of fact, I was confronted by a New York Times reporter on this just not too long ago, where he was trying to point out that, well, CrowdStrike gave the FBI a copy. Well, a copy, Rick, does not give you the full internals of a server. And I think this was done for a reason. And when have you ever heard the FBI, when they're told of a crime, that they're told to
you
go
copy
away,
of
we
that,
have
will
a
you?
Private
yeah.
company doing it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep.
How you would trust a copy.
Right. Anyway, so President Trump simply asked for help with the CrowdStrike issues relating to Ukraine. That's what the favor was for. It wasn't about getting dirt on Biden. It was about trying to figure out what happened on CrowdStrike. That's it. So if you look at factually at what was said on the transcript versus what has been portrayed, it's completely different.
Wow. Now, let's talk about transcripts, because the Washington Post has been running with a story that Russian and Saudi Arabian leaders' conversations with President Trump, those transcripts have been treated separately. Tell us how transcripts are treated at the White House.
They're not treated separately, Rick. They're all now locked down for the very thing we saw happening during the early days of the administration. They were being leaked. And leaked because there may have been some phrase or word used that would make the president look bad. Therefore, it became a political tool. So I'm sorry, this is another complete fallacy that's been put out here by unnamed sources. I know from talking to the folks who are involved, they locked all transcripts down. It's not just Saudi and Ukraine. It's everything. So when you see this, Rick, everybody needs to take it with a grain of salt. There's now a secure process and a secure system for all conversations. Again, this is another issue which factually shows the president did nothing wrong, but the critics now are trying to use weaponization of technology or inside information as a way of trying to get at the president. It's really evil. So.
Well, the question obviously is where it goes next, and whether the American people can see through the smokescreen that the Democrats are, you know, doing a fairly effective job, because obviously they have the media playing right along with them. And what Adam Schiff did in that parody, Andy Biggs has already come out, the Republican congressman from Arizona, and he's requested a condemnation and a censure of Adam Schiff for what he pulled, in putting his own words and making up a fictionalized version of the transcript and reading it as though that was the real transcript. So if you're a casual viewer that got your soaps interrupted Thursday morning to watch CBS or ABC or NBC, you don't know that this is a fabricated conversation.
Well, speaking of that, Rick, just what he said is what we call an indicator in the intelligence business. What he said in that indicated that he had essentially laid out a roadmap for the whistleblower complaint. Think about that. And I think the American people and the audience here, which is smarter than the average American audience, sees exactly what's going on. This was a setup, and Schiff was part of the so-called whistleblowing fictional creation. And I would believe he probably had a hand in changing those rules that allows for whistleblowers to now come forward with hearsay rather than direct knowledge.
So what do you make of the next steps on the investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden's relationships? And if there is nothing there, I get it, but it certainly has a horrible appearance to it. And that's what Donald Trump said on the phone.
Well, I think that you can't walk away from that. This is where the president has an obligation as the president, as a sitting member of the government, to examine wrongdoing. And Bill Maher, I tell you that this morning, that for those who follow me, Bill Maher actually noted that, you know, this $600,000 payment to Hunter looks bad. No, it's quid pro quo. Come on. I mean, this is insane how the left continues to try to explain this away. If you have a vice president who's doing business with Ukraine, and Ukraine offers his son as part of the package $600,000 as a sweetheart deal, that's corruption. And I'm sorry, you know, the American people are fed up with the double standard, with a standard for the American people and then a standard for the elites. This is something that has to be dealt with, and I'm sorry, there's no gray area here. It was quid pro quo.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you so much for being with us, and I know you will be watching this very carefully in the week ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks, Rick. Take care.
You betcha. KT McFarland's up next, but first, we've got a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, keep in mind that South Capitol Street is closed right now in both directions between the Anacostia Freeway and Anacostia Drive due to road work. Also on DC 295 southbound at Pennsylvania Avenue, watch out for the lane shifting to the left through that long-term work zone. 395 northbound between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard, we still have the right lane closed with road work, so do watch out for slowdowns there. And the HOV lanes of 395 north shut down for weekend road work between Etzel Road and the Pentagon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be dry and hot pretty much the next week or so. 91 for the high today, 87 the high on Sunday, 80 degrees on Monday, 87 Tuesday, and sunny and hot on Wednesday with a high of 96. 70 degrees right now. We're headed to 91. We're at 746 on the Saturday morning update.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If your loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-308-6592. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-308-6592. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-308-6592. Again, 800-308-6592.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology. Well, not only is that a powerful deal, that's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals on the most powerful lineup with the most horsepower of any full-size truck. Now get 0% financing plus $6,250 total bonus cash on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Bighorn Crew Cab. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 2019.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's 7:50. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Honored to be joined by KT McFarland, the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, and also was at the White House during the Nixon years. KT, good morning. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Good morning.
You watched an impeachment process from the inside in you know, your youth when you had first started working with Henry Kissinger at the White House. And give us a sense of what the country went through and what you saw as that process for the president and the country.
Well, the process itself, whether justified or not, is a horrible thing to drag the country through. It's a national nightmare. And I was working in the West Wing, as you pointed out, for Kissinger on the National Security Council throughout the Watergate years and the resignation of Richard Nixon. First, what happens is there are dozens of hearings in the House prior to the actual vote to impeach the president. Impeachment, by the way, people think means kicking the president out of office. It doesn't. It only means to charge him with a crime, not to remove him from office. So there are dozens of House of Representative hearings to decide whether he should be charged with a crime. Then what happens is that the Senate sits as a jury. They have a trial in the Senate, presided over by the Chief Justice, and the senators are each voters in the jury. And two-thirds of the senators have to find him guilty of this crime, and if so, then he's removed from office. Now, so far in our history, two presidents have actually been impeached by the House, in other words, charged with a crime, and neither of them were found guilty by the Senate. One was right after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and Andrew Johnson in the 1860s, and the other one was Clinton, who was charged by the House but not convicted by the Senate. Nixon, who I worked for at the time, he resigned in advance rather than be charged with certain impeachment and trial and probably guilt by the Senate. So what happens during this process is it's prolonged. It takes a year, grinds to a halt, and there is a lot of hot air in Washington throughout, but there's only so much oxygen, and it's all consumed by impeachment. The president's preoccupied with defending himself and meeting with his lawyers. So is his staff, because they often have to defend themselves, too, and hire their own lawyers on their own dime. The media is just feverish about it, and they ignore all the other important stories because, hey, face it, scandal is terrific for their ratings. Legislation doesn't get passed. Congressmen are too busy investigating the president and getting on cable TV shows rather than passing needed legislation. Because after all, being on TV, that's terrific for fundraising. So government grinds to a halt while the nation, especially Washington, is consumed.
Okay, so that's domestically.
Yeah.
What about the impact from a foreign policy standpoint and our global relationships and the efforts that Donald Trump has made to try and reset the position of America in so many different areas?
Well, that actually, in my mind, is probably even worse, because our adversaries, they're salivating at the prospect of taking advantage of the U.S. during our national hysteria. They know the president has no clout, and the country is incapable of finding common ground on anything, especially foreign policy. So what happens is, let's say we're in the middle of negotiating with the Chinese, a tough negotiation, which presumably the Democrats want, too, if you look at their last debate. And yet that won't happen, because the Chinese will say, well, why should we cave on any of this? We'll just wait. We'll wait until Trump's out of office. The same thing holds with every other country that has issues with us. They know this is their golden moment to exploit our divisions and probably throw even more fuel on the fire of our divisions. Washington ends up getting giddy, and you can see it now. They're giddy with the prospect of impeaching Trump. It's great for business. They all think they'll be vindicated, that the country, that the American people made a massive mistake in electing Trump rather than Hillary Clinton and one of their own.
Let's look at the timing. What happens with the 2020 election in the future here?
Well, this is what I think nobody's really focused on and everybody should start focusing on. Impeachment, the impeachment drama is ultimately a Washington insider's game. It's about legal technicalities, Washington procedure, government processes, and the rest of the country doesn't understand that stuff and they don't care about it. If asked, most people think Nixon was nearly impeached because he ordered the break-in of a Watergate office building. And they think, well, Clinton must have been impeached because he had an affair with an intern. Those weren't the actual reasons. The lying to the government investigators about what happened after the fact were the real reasons they were able to be, thrown out of office, or not thrown out of office, but to have the reason for the justification for doing this. What's worth noting, though, is that both Clinton and Nixon, these impeachment dramas that happened to them, they were in their second term. Neither the presidents nor the guys who impeached him ever had to face the voters. It was a Washington operation from beginning to end, with Washington rules. And the presidents, in the case of Nixon, he had resigned. In the case of Clinton, his term in office had expired. They were long gone by the time the impeachers, the people who brought the country through this process, had to face any voters. This time with Trump, it's going to be different. The voters are going to decide if Trump was really guilty of a serious crime, or if the people doing the impeaching were hounding him and harassing him and hurting the country. Remember, Trump, as I said before, Trump will be tried by the Senate. The leading contenders for the Democratic nomination, other than Joe Biden, are the senators themselves who are going to have to sit in judgment of him. Senators Warren, Senators Harris, Senator Sanders, and Senator Booker. So I think they've opened Pandora's box this week.
Well, so Biden is going to be dinged by the Ukraine investigation. I mean, even Bill Maher's after him about the relationship of Hunter Biden. So this may ultimately take out Joe Biden. And what happens with these senators?
Okay, so I think you're right that I rarely agree with Bill Maher, but I do this time. Biden may be the front runner today, but he's seriously tarnished by the Ukraine investigations. And the left wing of his party, which seems to be the loudest and predominant wing of his party, they don't want him. He's too moderate. I think it's going to be impossible to keep his dubious connections to the corrupt Ukrainians under the rug while trying to investigate Trump's connections with the Ukrainians. So that, again, it leaves the senators who are going to sit in judgment of Trump are the ones running to replace him in the White House. When this is all over, is the country, not Washington, but is the country going to look at these senators like gallant, courageous knights who protected the realm from the evil Donald Trump and pushed him out of office? Or are they going to look like petty, self-serving pals who have dragged the country through a national nightmare just so they could topple a rightfully elected president and have a shot at replacing them with themselves? I think only time will tell. But one thing is certain. Remember who Donald Trump was before he became president. He invented the entire genre of reality TV long before he became president. That was his TV show, and that was, you know, You're Fired, Donald Trump's famous TV show. From that came all of reality TV. And what is the most ultimate reality TV show of all time going to be? The impeachment of Donald Trump. And so if anybody thinks they're going to somehow outsmart Donald Trump in reality TV, I think they ought to think again.
KT McFarland, just the perfect explanation for what we're going to have to deal with in the weeks and months ahead. And again, you mentioned you will be out the month of October, and we are looking forward to having you back come November.
Sounds good. I'm going to spend the month of October hiding out and finishing my book, which I assume every one of your readers is going to want to pre-order and read through with excitement and interest, because it's a guide to the future.
The very second you have the link to the pre-order, you let us know.
Oh, yeah. It's going to make a lot of noise. Thanks a lot, and great to be with you, and I'll see you next month.
Looking forward to it. KT McFarland, thank you so much.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
I was looking at 300 pounds in the future, and I knew that wasn't a place I wanted to be.
Weight loss can be challenging, but EMP 180 gives you nutritious foods and empathetic one-to-one guidance and support to keep the pounds and guilt away.
When I started EMP 180, I used to wear a 2XL, and now I'm in a size medium. The counseling at EMP 180 has been one of the biggest successes of their program from my perspective. Compared to other weight loss programs I had tried in the past, EMP 180 and the support they give is going to be the key success to keeping the weight off this time. EMP 180 has really changed my outlook on life as far as my health, my appearance, how I look at food, and my total self-esteem. When I look in the mirror, I feel really great for the first time in a very long time.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Use it to lose it for life.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Heather Curtis has the news next at 8, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
$1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.